Okay, welcome to Tifosi Talk. I'm your host, Carlo.
Mauro.
Frank.
Mike.
Okay. Well, welcome back, Max. Welcome back, Mike.
Hey.
Okay, so, yeah, Barcelona.
I said 5-6.
Yeah.
But Leclerc made it worse.
Yeah, well,
5-12.
And you said, well, it do.
Yeah, well, we always think of improvement. They said they bring so much improvement to the car. I think it's going backwards, frontwards.
Not
that's
think.
What Max said.
Not think. It is going backwards. It's gone backwards since Vassar's there.
Yeah, I know.
Well, this is his car.
No, this is not his car, apparently.
No, this is his car. The upgrades that he brought, or the upgrades that
Okay, but the design of the car.
Oh no,
he's still complaining about it.
Yeah, he's trying to copy Red Bull, but yeah.
Well, he himself, he said, didn't he say that it was too complicated?
No, that was the floor.
Yeah, the floor.
The floor.
And he said it was too complicated. What kind of engineers do they have then?
Yeah, that's not. Yeah,
don't go there.
Well, it's useless going there because for 3 years? It's been like 4, 5, 6, 7 years? What?
Yeah, but no, the car was up in the air and you guys were looking at it, taking pictures of it, and they said it's too complicated.
Just because you see the floor doesn't mean it's going to improve your car.
No, I understand.
So if you understand.
Yeah, but you're getting the private parts of the car, though. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, it's balls.
Yeah. Can't you see? The bull has balls.
No, but what I'm saying is,
Red Bull.
To come out with a statement like that, don't you put your team down in a sense?
Tell me.
Of course,
this guy has done what in his life?
I don't know. I don't even know where he comes from.
You?
A Sauber. He came from.
And
you ever heard about him?
I don't know. Sauber was a good team. Raikkonen and.
When?
Massa were there together there.
Who?
Massa and Raikkonen.
When?
But they never did anything.
But they didn't do anything.
They
were improving.
He wasn't there.
Who?
When Massa and Raikkonen? He wasn't
there. Was he there?
No.
I don't remember if he was there or not.
But even though,
so
they
when
weren't
did he
doing
come?
Anything.
When Alfa Romeo came?
Yeah.
Is that the only time? Where was he before that?
Who knows?
But there's so many around. Why did he go pick him?
With no name.
Okay, but still, whatever. They picked whoever they picked. We'll have to live with it, no?
No, they could fire him. Like you
want. You have to give him a bit of a chance. We gave Binotto a whole year, 2 years of a chance.
And look at what he did.
He was doing a lot better than him, anyways.
This Papagallo, what was he doing? Nothing. He comes big upgrades that was supposed to come in Miami, never came. Now there's other big upgrades.
They say not a big upgrades.
Yeah.
Little here, little there, but not to improve the car. So what do you
know? But this was a big upgrade. They brought a floor.
So then what happened to Will Leclerc?
They don't know.
They had to send back the half of the rear end.
Yeah, but what happened to Leclerc?
Rear end had to go back to
him. Yes, the rear end
had to figure
out. But what
out.
Happened to Leclerc?
What happened to him? I don't know.
I don't know. He's still 12.
He started 19, though.
Okay.
Not even. He started from the pit.
Yeah.
He started from the pit. I understand that. But what I'm trying to say is he didn't even get to the points. I mean, getting to the points at least.
Well, he could have done what Russell did, just take the exit.
And for 20 people he did. Yeah. And there's no investigation about
it. No, it was
there
all
was.
Legal.
There
yeah.
was.
Yeah, well, it was legal.
Yeah.
How could
it's
it be legal?
It was deemed legal, whatever. Max, say a couple of words at least. Well, I don't I don't think they're not there yet. I don't think they're finished. Unless the whole team is depressed.
It's not depressed. Well, people don't want to work for Vassar.
Well, that's okay. What I'm I know.
But the problem is, yeah, you get depressed when the guy tells you, oh, it was too complicated, we can't figure out, you know?
I wonder if he asked his engineers if they could have figured it out before saying that.
I think he just talks for nothing.
Yeah, that's what it is.
This is his first word comes out and whatever.
No,
would you like to work for this guy?
He's the guy that's in charge, and no one else could talk to the press. He has to talk to the press because he's so intelligent.
The biggest, me, I find that big. Look at Mercedes. Toto Wolff is co-owner, right, of and also he's the head guy there, the Mercedes AMG there. Okay. Where's Ferrari? Where's this? I haven't seen
anybody.
The president. I haven't even seen anybody on that camp. Mm. I haven't seen nobody tell this guy here, listen, either like smarten up or get the fuck out of here.
Where was Marconi? Marconi was
at the truck. Was there.
Yeah.
This guy, English president here. Where is he, this guy?
They don't care. To me, that's what it looks like.
No, but where is he? If Barcelona is not there. A Monaco is not there, which is supposed to be famous. Everybody else presented themselves except for this guy. I mean, when are you going to put pressure on the team or not? You know, where's the management on this team?
There's none. They hired Vassar.
Yeah, I have a funny feeling that, you know, that Leclerc should take a walk.
Yeah.
You know? Take a walk on the wild side.
Okay, but no. Who are you going to replace him? Let's say he leaves. Who are you going to replace him with?
There's Norris. There's a whole bunch of people that can. They could get the Schwartz. What's his name? Schwarzenegger.
Okay, Schwartz is going to come, but not...
Lando Norris.
Lando Norris is not going to come there.
Yes,
he knows that the car is full of crap.
No.
Why would...
Ricardo.
Okay, yeah, but he'll come because he has no seat.
Yeah, but what's he gonna do?
Who cares what he does?
Sainz had no seat. He had a seat. He came to Ferrari.
He's living the dream.
So do you know Lando Norris is not living the dream?
If you're not winning, right, you're not living the dream, are you?
But he knows that Ferrari's gonna be up there
one day.
No. Well, that's the problem.
Yeah, exactly. Why did Saints have changed before?
Yeah, they wanted to keep in front of him
for undercutting.
But it didn't work. The undercut.
Listen, everything they dream about never happens.
And this thing here, there's a lot of work to be done before you can start saying, this is the car that we have.
Isn't that what Leclerc's saying?
Yes, Leclerc's saying it, but I mean, he's not even trying to improve it himself. He's saying it, but
He told you this is why I can't drive the car. I can't drive the car on the... On the right-hand side, they're saying, no, there's nothing wrong with the car. Yet.
He can.
The car's not there. So what do you want him to do
is there,
yeah, but
he makes
Saints
a mistake and each crashes.
Yeah, but he didn't have that problem, Saints.
Well, if they're the same car, why he has a problem with that one?
Maybe something broke and they can't see it.
They said nothing broke.
They said
actually, they said they don't know what it is.
Yeah, they're sending the whole rear end back to Maranello to figure out what's wrong with it.
Because it's an electrical problem.
And this is what I'm saying is, on Friday, Mercedes is not... Mercedes, whoever, they're not on point. Then Saturday, they get closer to the point. Okay. And Sunday race day, they're racing. Ferrari, they're not on point. On Monday, they still don't know why they're not on point. That's a big difference.
Oh, now they have 2 weeks.
2 weeks for what?
To figure out what's going on. Until Montreal.
Yeah. So what's next?
Montreal.
Oh, Montreal here. Oof. Oh, yeah, it's true.
They're going to be
about
10 and 11th.
10th and 11th.
Wow.
I wouldn't be surprised if they're 10th and 11th. Because this is more. Yeah, yeah.
No.
No, we can't even get
yes,
a
of ticket. Course it's.
You even. Can't even get a ticket.
No.
Here.
You it's can't completely sold out.
I think it's going to be maybe 5 and 6.
The guy at BuzzFeed asked us if we wanted tickets.
Yeah.
For free.
See if it was legal.
No, okay, no. That's nice. But he bought those tickets.
No.
So
yeah.
That seat sold out.
He didn't buy it.
What did he do?
The mayor gave it to him.
Oh, the mayor.
Miley.
The mayor of who? Montreal.
Montreal.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing.
That's why they gave it to
him. Okay, so anyway, yeah. What are you guys expecting for Montreal? Nothing, right? It's in 2 weeks.
5 and 6.
Forget about after Montreal is who?
Austria.
Another crap. Yeah. And after that? Crap. After that? Crap.
Yeah, okay, but...
After that? The whole season.
Excuse me, I really have to go.
Yeah.
Look, it's nice. Yeah, you're right. But, you know... You know, it's nice. It's nice to have a Friday, a good run. Saturday, perform well. You know, you perform well. Saturday. But if you can't deliver when the points count, what's the use of having all this? Tell me.
As soon as I heard that Binotto was leaving, I said. I put a big cross on the team.
Ah, so you put the curse on the
team. Yeah.
That's why.
You cursed the team.
I didn't curse it. They cursed it themselves with Vassar. Oh, he's the best. He's the best. Oh, well,
there was nobody else, Mauro,
you.
Really. Who was going to be the best?
Go get someone from... Go get someone from Rally. Like Montomezzello went to get Jean Todt. Okay?
Okay. Max, what were you saying? The reason why he left, apparently, the last news that I read, anyways, was because him and the president of Ferrari, which we never see.
We'll never see.
Yeah. Didn't see eye to eye anymore. So, if you're president and you don't have any faith in each other anymore, well, what's the purpose of staying, right?
Every year. Now we know they have to change. We know, that's
it's not going to change.
Yeah, that means that
this guy's not going to go.
Yeah, but the people
are not going. Yeah, the people. Yeah, but it's better to start over again to have this instead of have this clown there. Okay. Yeah.
Well, okay. If we're gonna start over, are you gonna just change the guy himself?
Right now, I would say.
Okay.
Because the car before the season started was way better than the car that is now.
Yeah.
But hold on. Maybe because the other ones had their upgrade that works. Maybe they're getting faster and not Ferrari.
Yeah, but that's the whole point.
That's what I'm talking about. The car, okay, you when it started this season, when the car started this season, this car, Binotto's car,
it was just
was faster than the car that is now.
The car at the beginning of the season was only eating tires. That's all it was doing.
That's
the only problem
they
had. Now, all of a sudden, there's all kinds of different problems.
The more you change, you know what they say, the more you turn shit, the more it smells. And this is the same thing. You know?
It's true. It's a bit discriminating, what he said.
Disgusting.
No, discriminating.
Discriminating? Okay.
I think it's more disgusting.
Yeah.
And discriminating.
Okay, so even if we get rid of this,
yeah, the streetcars. It's sold out. And that's what I was about to get there. Luckily that they have that to rely on.
No, well, that's not true. Ferrari, if it does good or not, still makes more than the team
so
that
that's
wins.
What he's saying,
no? No, he's talking about streetcars.
Yeah, but
it's billions of dollars they're making. Anyways.
So, okay, like you were saying, okay, let's say we change this guy. Who goes with him? No, but wait, just to give you a scenario, okay, just to bring out a scenario. Okay, we change this guy, Vasseur, okay, who do we go, not do we go and get, forget the who we gonna go get, okay? Who are you? This is the only guy you're getting out?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he can't work with the people.
But even the engineers of the drivers are no good. The race engineers of the drivers are no good.
Well, you have to... This is... Look, when you build any team, you okay, and you come in and there's an existing team, you have to evaluate the good and the bad.
Okay.
But not when you're doing bad, when you're doing good.
Okay, but how long have we been following Ferrari? Okay, for almost forever, right? Okay, and what were the good years? 30 years ago? And since then,
well,
anything good?
Yeah, but the mentality, no, hold on. When Enzo Ferrari was there, the guy didn't care about winning or losing. That's what everybody says. That's true. Because the guy was slapping a V12 in it. Go as fast as you can. He didn't care if you stopped at the right time, if you didn't. As long as they went. And then the other thing was that the V12, he liked the sound. And this is what it was for him. It was just a pleasure to put a car there that goes a thousand horsepower on it. Sure, at the end of it, the end of the result, he'd like to see more wins than losses. But for him, that's the mentality of those years, and everybody was about that same thing, all right? Then came the turbo year. Was a disaster for Ferrari, all right? Then came back to the motors, all right? I think at one time we also had rotary motors. No. They wanted, I think.
No.
Anyways, whatever. This guy was his... Fucking no.
Okay, then.
How many companies do rotary?
I don't know. One
stupid company.
Yeah. All right, so. Okay. But they were thinking about it.
No.
Okay, go. Keep going.
And afterwards, you come now with turbo and stuff like that. All right? Now, what we were saying, I mean, Binotto was there, okay? This is his car. Let him finish the year with this car. See what he could have has to do with it, what he could have done. And then you bring in this
nobody.
You bring whatever
Vassar.
It is.
Vassar. He should have been like an assistant.
I this guy here, I look, it's not up to us to say, but have you ever heard this guy break news or do something that he sent out? No. Right? I like to see the guy, the Haas leader there, what's his
Steiner.
Name? Yeah, that guy at least he's you see him everywhere, he yells and screams, he bites and he
shakes hands with everybody.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that he's good though,
but he's good because the team follows him. You okay. Understand? Okay, he's got this year more stable because of Hulkenberg there or whatever.
Yeah, but every driver they can bring in always does better than the driver that's actually there.
Well, no, so even Magnussen is doing okay this year. But if he doesn't have really that much of a car, you know, and then you see track to track, this car, this track is no good, next track is better. But they always score some points. That's what I'm trying to say. Now, Ferrari can't just score some points. Ferrari has to be on the podium.
Yeah, but today,
never mind.
What was the reason?
Yeah, why Sainz didn't get to the podium then?
Because of the wrong tire change.
Yeah, the wrong tire change. But that's
at the wrong time. The guy's losing 3 seconds a lap. Yeah, bring him in. What are you waiting for?
Well, this is what it is. His management is no good.
But that's your race engineer.
Not only that, they bring him. He was on what? Reds?
What? Yellows when not.
Yellows
when No. When he started.
Yeah, Reds.
Reds, yeah. Right?
Then they put him on yellow.
No, they put him on white. Yellows. Yeah. Then they put him on white.
Yeah.
Why?
He got 40 laps to go.
He got the best laps he got was on white.
Yeah, but he's already 20 seconds behind.
I know. 40 seconds
what's behind. What's he used to having? What was he going to finish the race? He brings Sam Ralph again on the Reds to see if he can do something, even if he has to do for
But this is what I'm saying. Who's the one that decides?
No. Why didn't he see
the end? There's somebody in now, the...
I understand what you're saying. There's the strategist. So why didn't Vassar say something? Last year, Benotto used to say, well, why how come Benotto doesn't say that thing? Why doesn't this idiot say something?
I don't know.
Now you don't know.
No, we're not trying to. What I'm trying to say is every single time, every single race, you know, you go with the. Look, Sainz qualified good, okay? He gave his heart out. And then at the end of the we understand they don't have the pace, but they're not doing anything to improve that. They're not doing anything to improve that loss of a racing pace.
It's during the race that they don't know where
they're at. Yeah, that's exactly it. So why? I mean, there must be a reason. Somebody's got to come out. Somebody's smart enough to say, you know, we're doing this wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong.
I think they have the people there. When they got Vassar, right, what was his first move?
Fire everybody.
So how you
going to know if the guy's good or not?
Yeah, no, that's it. This guy comes in, okay, you're out. I don't know why, I don't like your accent, you're out. Is that a, you know? So you, even if you work, if it was your boss, would you work for him?
No.
I would say before you... But hold on. I would say before you fire me, you dumbass, I'm going to get a look for another job.
Yeah, but then there was also that controversy between Binotto getting some of the engineers out of there. I don't know. It wasn't something like that.
That's a big excuse. You know how these people are, okay? To protect his ass. And still today. And another thing, on Thursday, we're coming out with big upgrades, but don't expect nothing. What kind of stupidity is that?
But that's the driver.
No, that's him.
That's him?
Yeah. He sent me the tweet.
I read that, but I thought it was mostly Leclerc that said that there was something of him in the race.
There was even Vassar. He's the first one said it. And we already knew it from last week because Marc Genet said it.
Okay. Nobody's gonna catch up to Red Bull this year. That's for sure. Well, okay, maybe Perez, but not what's his name.
But you see, this is what I'm trying to say. Perez started 11th. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he finished what on a podium?
No. Fourth.
Yeah, fourth. Yeah. But if you gave him like two more laps, he would have taken Russell.
No.
What do you mean, no?
No, he wasn't going to take. He didn't have enough. He was like 6 seconds behind Russell still.
No, he had from staying behind.
But nevertheless, this is a car that you can depend on to score points.
Yeah.
Well, they did. The Horner said he's expecting him in the top five. So that's what he did. top five. Four.
He's good.
And that's the, we started second, and we end up sixth.
Yeah.
Fifth.
Don't take.
Oh, because we
don't take another spot away from him.
Because we saw.
Well, Russell was not supposed to be there, because if it was anybody, any other person,
they would get a penalty.
They would have took a penalty. That's it. He's not supposed to be there. You cannot pass seven cars.
Well, it's what they've read. They
saw it over and over again, and
they were over one time. Yeah, they didn't went over.
Listen, they seen it over and they saw it was
Mercedes.
So let it
go. That's how it is.
But we live together.
So, no expectations for what? A couple of how many more months?
One to Montreal.
Okay.
In
qualifying?
No.
Oh, in race?
Race. This time,
yeah.
Friday they're not going to do good.
Okay.
Saturday they're going to go for the pole.
Okay.
Both of them.
Both of them?
Yeah. They're going to have the same time.
Yeah.
And Sunday, they're going to race.
And they're going to finish 1-2.
Yeah, they're going to beat...
You know what?
Red
Bull...
Verstappen.
Red Bull is going to be 3 seconds behind.
You do know that Verstappen put his tires on, 17 laps before... 18, 19, 20 laps before the end?
Yeah, but he's going to hit the ground.
Five laps to the end, he was riding for... 15 laps, and he popped in the fastest lap.
Yeah,
and nobody could even touch him.
Going slow,
and nobody could even touch them.
Yeah, so.
So how much more speed does that guy have in that car?
A lot.
Yeah, and you expect to have Ferrari 1-2? Why get the hell out of here?
But if they told him, they said, "Listen,
because Vassar said they're going to have super upgrades."
No, they're not getting anything over here. What super upgrade they getting? You know what they're getting? They're going to get Maranello to bring back the back end of Leclerc's car and put it back on and test it.
But don't they have some tunnel time to check?
Yeah, of course. It's something that doesn't work between tunnel and simulator.
Actually, they're going backwards if they have to go through the tunnel again.
It's very embarrassing, okay?
Yeah, that a top team like this is doing this.
Yeah, exactly.
Look,
that every other team is making fun of.
Ferrari fans have it up to here, especially in Italy. Have it up to here with the bullshit. No one listens to the media no more. No one listens to Vassar. I stopped when he came in.
Sooner or later,
people want change, and there's going to be change, big change, because it's embarrassing. The soccer does its crap.
Okay, speaking of soccer, since you brought it up, there's Inter and Manchester City.
Oh, I don't care.
Who's going to win?
No one.
No one. There has to be one.
Inter.
Well, look, we're Italian.
Yeah, obviously we want Inter to win, yeah, but...
I
want Inter to win, exactly. You're asking me, I said Inter.
We should have a CFL podcast.
Or watch rugby.
But do you even watch CFL?
Yes, I don't watch NFL, but I watch CFL.
You don't watch NFL, okay. And yesterday, the Las Vegas...
Under 20, Italy beat...
You didn't watch it.
No, I didn't see that. No, I didn't watch that.
I watched.
And?
No.
I was watching hockey yesterday.
I watched it too.
Me too. There's nothing on TV?
Yeah.
I didn't.
I go watch.
Yeah, but I don't like Vegas. I don't want Vegas to win for some reason.
Why?
No.
I prefer Vegas than Florida.
Why?
Because
what?
No.
Because they beat Boston. That's why.
Oh, that's why.
By cheating.
Okay. Yeah, cheating. Yeah. It's because they're an old team.
That's because you're a Toronto Maple Leaf fan, so you don't want Boston.
You didn't win in Toronto.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh my God! That. Yeah, artificial intelligence. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. They should change the AI.
They're gonna have robots playing the game.
They should change the AI.
Yeah, I think it's way off.
Canada. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Canada will never see a Stanley Cup back in Canada.
Said that there was gonna be.
That's why. Yeah, that's why it's artificial.
Your artificial intelligence, the program. Where did it come from? China.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Everybody's scared. Imagine if you see another guy like me walking on the street.
Yeah, but it's all unofficial.
Oh, unofficial.
Artificial.
Artificial.
No, no, it's unofficial, so nobody knows exactly what's happening.
Okay. All right, so Inter for sure.
Yeah, I want Inter to win.
Inter for sure, and... Yeah, Manchester City is strong. And now, okay, who wants Vegas here to win? You?
I don't even watch a game. Okay. I didn't even watch Boston play.
Yeah, it's because I don't want to insult you.
Okay, and who else? Did you watch rugby?
Look, I was a Bruins fan before you were, okay?
What, 1 year?
Philadelphia fan.
Oh, you used to be
Chicago.
Chicago. And then became a Bruin. I was a Bruin since the 59-60.
And you?
Yeah, 59-60.
No.
You weren't even here, 59-60.
I was in Italy.
Is it a bomb? Okay.
And the word over. Black and white, that's why.
And you know something?
Yeah,
and you know something, we only watched it on Saturdays and was starting the second period, not even the first period. We used to miss the first period. Second period we used to start it. Yeah.
And Sunday it used to be on the radio, not even on TV.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, because Tim Hunter had to sing.
Okay, I just want to go back to Formula One there. Wait, we'll
get back.
Wait, because I have this question to ask. Because
1-2.
Do you guys actually think he matured, Max Verstappen, or is it because he's winning that's why he's remaining easy and cool and stuff?
Is it temp?
Or did he mature?
No,
I think it's a little bit. It's
totally normal.
I think it's both.
Every year,
but we're talking about him. His attitude in driving.
Because his attitude towards Saints today wasn't that great.
No.
Why?
In the first corner. Because he wasn't that fair with the Saints in the first corner.
I find it. They were racing.
But he had a car. Saints could have smashed him. He could have kicked him. He could have hit him.
Yeah.
Very easily. So he knew he had the car. So even if Saints would have been in front of him.
Yeah, he could have passed him.
And do what after?
What do you mean?
You pass him and then do what? At the end of the race, you're going to do what?
No, but this is what I'm saying.
I don't think so either.
Well, it's I think it's just a race.
I find what Russell did was wrong.
Okay, we understand that. Russell, who cares about Russell?
That's okay with that.
But we care because he's not been punished. Because
he's a dangerous guy on the track. He always makes accident.
So why was that good?
But that's okay with these two guys. I'm not saying it's okay.
I'm saying they didn't penalize him. What do you want us to do?
They didn't penalize him. The FIA is all Mercedes-Benz. How are you going to get penalized?
Okay. What do you want me to do? Go to the FIA and say, get the hell out?
Yeah.
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 Podium. He was racing with against Hamilton.
That's what I was saying. I said, if it was somebody else, he would have been for sure, would have gone way in the back. And plus a penalty.
If it was Leclerc or Sainz, yes.
Even others. Even the others. The only one that is preferred is Mercedes.
Well, Alonso was... Alonso.
No.
Alonso was dangerous this today. And he would have done that, he would have been in the back.
Yeah, sure. Even Alonso said, how come Russell didn't get penalized? Even Alonso said that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. He's not Italian, though. But anyway, he's German. But anyway. Yeah, but...
Okay. I'm northern, isn't
it? Yeah, northern. Yeah. Yeah, because he called them out, yeah. Because he said, get those morons out of there.
Well, he's right.
Obviously, he's right, but what do you want to do?
Get them out.
If he gets fined, four guys over here going to say? Five guys over here going to say?
That's what we're going to say.
Gunderstein.
Like I said, they have preferred cars, and those are the ones who are going to win. And in the future, you're going to see...
There's only two cars that are going to win. One make and two cars. That's it.
Yeah, for now. Wait till next year.
Red Bull is not on the FIA side.
Wait till next year.
Because Max Verstappen got a white flag.
I said, you know, every time Mercedes starts... bad, like on Friday they're not there, Saturday they're getting better. At the race day, they beat everybody. It always comes second or third, and it always happens.
Yeah, but that's because they know how to evolve with their package.
We even heard Hamilton say that he stayed up till midnight trying to control the cars and all that. Never heard Leclerc or anybody else say that he stayed with his car.
It was a party. Party time.
Okay. Well, Leclerc is not the only guy that's supposed to be there.
Well, wait.
Where's Vasser?
I'm asking. Right. I'm going to ask you this. How old is Hamilton?
41.
30
something.
He's 38.
38, yeah.
And how old is Leclerc?
So, yeah.
How old is Leclerc?
Whatever he is, it doesn't matter. If you're a driver and you want to win, you're going to be there.
It's two different things.
Listen, Verstappen does it. He's younger than Leclerc.
Okay, hold on for a sec.
Schumacher used to do that.
Oh, got me scared.
No, but I'm just saying, Schumacher used to do that. He used to bounce his damn car. How come these people can't do nothing?
Me, I would like to see is... the same car that Claire is driving now, give it to Hamilton. We'll see what kind of performance he could take out.
He's not going to take out anything.
He's going to take more than a look like.
Hamilton has a specific way of driving. If his car doesn't handle that way, he's
look,
not.
Look, I remember.
Me too.
One time, what's his name? Michael Schumacher took a Minardi, okay, and brought it up to sixth place.
Again, those were different times and different eras.
That's not that.
Stop making fun of my throat.
I understand that. There was different time and different era. But if a driver is a driver, he understands the car.
Yeah, but listen, the cars evolve, right? But the people evolve too.
No, they remain stupid.
No, they're not stupid.
Really?
Yes. They should know what the hell they're driving.
That's what I'm saying. If a guy's a driver, any car you give me, the guy's going
to
perform.
To drive. Yeah, exactly.
All I say is Sainz right now is outperforming
Leclerc. He's ahead of...
And Binotto...
Watch your finger.
Binotto, the only reason he got fired is when he wagged his finger at the idiot.
Yeah. Who gives a shit about that? Nobody cares about that. A driver.
You think it's that?
A driver getting in.
That's where it started. He started crying. He went. The little kid went to see the
head
president.
Over there,
yeah. It went and made a complaint.
Okay, and big deal.
They probably said that he sexually abused me.
Okay, that's stupid what you just said. But anyway, he could complain only once. If he's not doing the right thing. Nobody can see you.
So,
okay.
That's
the thing is that, is when a driver out, how can I say, when a driver there tries to be the
tell him to go play piano because he thinks he knows how to play piano better than he knows how to drive a car. Leclerc.
Okay, but so, when
we'll play your piano.
No, hold on. When a driver thinks that he could control
the
management, and that this is what happens, is because then the management is stupid enough to say, well, you know.
He's right.
Because if I'm the boss of this team here, well, you know what? You're just a driver. He's a driver. You're working for me. And if what I say goes. And if there's nobody saying that, the president is sleeping in New England, whatever it is, in London.
Well, no, I don't think so. He's over here.
He's over here?
He's in the United States.
Who?
The president.
The president of Ferrari.
Alckmin.
Okay, so he's sleeping in the Netherlands.
Is it, you sure he's in the Netherlands?
I don't think he is.
But have you ever seen him at the track? Where?
At the first race. Yeah, the first race, yeah. First race, after that he would then show up.
No, I seen him the F2.
Oh, interesting.
Then when the F1...
His team is going down the drain and he's looking at F2.
I seen him with the Mercedes.
No, this is what I don't understand. I remember you a month ago.
Okay. I just want to bring up something, okay, because you guys always...
The bill buster.
Yes.
Yeah.
We were talking about the floor before. Remember, and Vassar said, we can't copy the shit and blah, too complicated, right? But yet, Toto Wolff said what? You guys know
what? It wasn't worth it
Toto Wolff, you know what he said? He said, thank you to the Monaco crane guys because you just gave away all our secrets.
Yeah.
Right? But yet, Vassar says,
you can't copy.
He can't copy.
I mean, he probably didn't look at it. He was probably on break.
This is what I'm trying to say, that there's two different mentalities.
How
could
it be different?
One guy is saying, you should put a plastic over it, and the other guy is saying, I can't even copy it, even if it's there.
One owns the team, that's why he's interested, and the other guy doesn't own the team, so he didn't give a shit.
Doesn't care.
Or he was on break.
So let's get Toto Wolff on our side then.
Because
he owns Mercedes.
He owns Mercedes. You think you're going to be... This is what it is. You look at the guy, stands like this, and when they make a mistake, I think he's going to let them know.
Remember when he smashed the computer?
Did you see Benotto do that? Did you see this guy do that?
Yeah, Benotto I see.
Yeah,
Not this guy.
No, he walks out.
He's never here in a pit.
He's so fat.
He doesn't even move like this.
No.
But most of the time, I see him with a sandwich.
Mashallah. Stupid.
It was on break.
Okay, that's it. All right. So in Montreal in 2 weeks. Okay?
Yeah, so.
1-2.
Yeah? 1-2. Yeah.
I still go 5-6.
Ah.
I still go 1-2.
Okay, what is wrong
okay,
with you?
Okay, Max, what do you say?
Just for laughs.
7-8. Yeah, that's
eight.
What I was going to say. 7-8.
You don't even like the team.
Obviously, you don't like the team. It's full of shit. Okay, thank you very much, guys.
Bye.
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 Hey, listeners. I need to hear from you. We need to know how we're doing. So let us know on the Anchor app at Tifosi Talk or Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Stitcher, Radio Public, Spotify, Breaker, Pocket Cast, and even on Twitter at Tifosi Talk 1. You can leave us a voice message, comment, or even a review, or a tweet. Can't wait to hear from you.
Thank you.